Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's got you hooked on a never-ending scroll, pulling you in with notifications and tempting you with endless feeds. You're not alone. We're living in the age of information overload, where screens are constantly vying for our attention, and let's be honest, sometimes they win. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this digital leash? To reclaim your time, your focus, and even your well-being? That's exactly what we're diving into today on Digital Poison. The dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. We're going to peel back the layers of this fascinating phenomenon, explore the science behind why screens are so addictive, and equip you with practical strategies to reclaim your digital life. Get ready, because things are about to get real. Now, let's talk takeaways, because knowledge is power, right? First up, dopamine. That feel-good neurotransmitter gets a serious workout when we scroll through social media, play games, or even just check our emails. It's like a reward system that keeps us coming back for more. But here's the catch: over time, our brains become desensitized to these dopamine hits, meaning we need increasingly larger doses of screen time to feel satisfied. Think of it like needing stronger coffee every morning. Eventually, you're left feeling jittery and burnt out. Second, awareness is key. You can't break a habit unless you first understand it. Pay attention to your screen use patterns. When do you reach for your phone? What triggers those cravings? Once you know your digital weaknesses, you can start to develop strategies to combat them. Third, set boundaries, my friends. It's time to reclaim control over your time and energy. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media. Turn off notifications when you need to focus on other tasks. Remember, it's about balance, not deprivation. You can still enjoy screen time, but on your terms. Fourth, engage in activities that don't involve a screen. This could be anything from spending time in nature to pursuing a hobby to connecting with loved ones face to face. When you fill your life with enriching experiences, you naturally crave less screen time. And finally, remember this. It's a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for support if you need it. There are plenty of resources out there to help you navigate the digital world in a healthier way. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She used to spend hours scrolling through social media every day, comparing herself to others and feeling increasingly anxious and drained. She knew she needed to make a change, so she started by setting boundaries: no phone during meals, no social media after 9 p.m. She also made a conscious effort to engage in more offline activities, like taking walks in the park and joining a book club. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and happier. Her anxiety decreased, and she had more energy for the things she loved. Think about that for a second. It's not magic, it's simple, actionable steps. Sarah took control of her digital life and transformed how she felt. Now, imagine you could do the same. So remember these key takeaways. Dopamine is a powerful driver. Awareness is your secret weapon. Boundaries are your best friends. Offline activities are your sanity savers. And it's a journey, not a race. Let's face it, we all crave that sense of control and well-being, right? By understanding the science behind screen addiction and implementing these strategies, you can break free from the digital leash, reclaim your time, and live a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you find it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of people who are consciously navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay connected, but remember, life is best lived unplugged too.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.